Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Hey guys, we made it to Friday.
Bang, how good does that feel?
Oh, so good. You know what I want to do one week?
What?
Is make a compilation of all the Friday podcast intros we've done. And see how many times I say, hey, we've made it to Friday. Oh, God, thank God that week's over.
Or just compare the vibe in our voices on a Friday
yes.
compared to a Monday. We're way more tired today, but so much more happy.
I know, because we're drunk.
Yes, because we did tequila shots.
Yeah, I know. We do Friday tequilas at 6 a.m. every week.
It does. You know what? It helps the vocal cords.
Oh, it does. Do you know what I did last night? A couple of glasses of wine. I never do that on a weeknight by myself.
Did you go for a red or a white?
A red.
What do you have? A Pinot?
Yep. You might have bought it, actually. It was leftovers from our little winery walkabout that we had.
There was one
week.
Of those on my receipt. I was wondering where that bottle went.
Yeah.
Pinot, good choice. Nice and light. Not too heavy.
Yeah. And so I had a glass and a half because that's all that was left in the bottle. And then I had a Bailey's afterwards.
Whoa.
Hold me back, guys.
Well, you'll notice that during this catch-up because Ellie slurs her words the whole way through, guys.
Actually, we've got Screw Up Fridays in this podcast. Listening to that, you'd assume I've been drunk all week.
Yeah. It's been a good week for one of us. And you just gave it away. It was me. It was definitely me.
Plenty of other fun in today's catch-up. We'll give you some tips on how you can catch yourself a millionaire. It's always good. We speak to a bunch of reporters, but they're fun reporters, you know. They're not serious reporters.
No, and then Ellie reveals that she's anti-vax.
No, I don't.
That fired up the phones.
God, that was a very fascinating discussion about the whooping cough vaccination. I learnt so much. So get into it. Enjoy your weekend, if it is the weekend when you're listening to this. We will speak to you next week.
Bye.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
I want to ask you a question, Goulburn Valley. Can we be friends? Could we be friends this morning? Because...
We don't have any?
Yeah, firstly, we're very lonely. Secondly, a new study has come out saying that people are happier, they live happier lives when they've talked to strangers. I know that's a...
Says who?
A big parallel to draw. Well, basically, they did a study about particularly people on public transport and how their commute was enriched by an experience of speaking to a stranger.
I'm telling you right now, if I'm on a train, bus, wherever I am, a plane, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. There is nothing worse than talking to anyone.
No, and exactly. That's what everyone's views are, right? Everyone's like, oh, just put my headphones in, sit there, go on my phone, mind my own business.
Yeah, that makes me happy.
Yeah, no, that's what you think. But Josiah, did you know that you'd actually be happier if you had a nice conversation with the person sitting next to you?
Not exploring this option at all.
Yes.
No,
we
I am so happy doing what I do.
Because they say relationships are so important. They say that loneliness and feeling isolated is a stress factor that poses a health risk comparable to smoking and obesity. That's how dangerous it is to be lonely.
I'm honestly happy to put my headphones on, put the Josiah and Ellie podcast on and be lonely, get obesity and diabetes for the rest of my life, then have to talk to a stranger on a bus that I have no interest in.
Funny you say that, because guess what we're doing this morning, Josiah?
What?
Asking to talk to strangers. We want you to call us. 13, 12, 16. We want to enrich your life and we want you to enrich ours by talking to strangers this morning.
Do I have to?
Yes, of course you have to. We want to get to know the people listening to our show.
Can you promise me it's going to make me feel better?
Yes. So are you feeling down?
You're telling me it makes me feel better. I'm feeling a bit flat.
Okay.
I've been listening to too much of the Josiah and Ellie podcast. Yeah. So if someone calls 13, 12, 16.
That'll do it.
You're expecting me to pipe up?
Yeah.
Well, let's test the theory then. We'll see.
All right. Call us now. 13, 12, 16 is our number. You can talk to us about whatever you want, and I guarantee you, your Friday will be better off for it.
We'll ask the questions.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You can just literally call and say hi. Give us your name. Boom. We'll take it from there. We'll see how we go. And by the end of the day, can we be friends? We're all going to be friends. We're all going to be happy. Adam from Wang's given us a call. Morning, Adam.
How you going today? Oh.
Good, mate. What are you up to this morning?
Just heading through to Bendigo to load a machine. Just a truck driver.
Oh, yeah.
Do you drive from Wang to Bendigo every day?
Nah, some days. Just depends on where the freight's got to go, get picked up or whatever.
I've always wondered about truckies. How long, like, what's a typical day? So are you driving, like, 8-9 hours a day?
Yeah, up to 12 or, yeah.
Really?
Good on you, mate.
How does your back and your butt not get sore?
In a good Kenworth, you got air ride seats. You don't have to sort of worry about that.
Right.
I've got a great idea, though, Adam. If I open my own business, it was like yoga for truckies. Do you reckon some of the boys would get involved?
That's the go, yeah. You never know, mate.
Hey, can I ask, you do a lot of driving around. We've got shows, different radio shows in Albury, Bendigo. There's us in the Goulburn Valley. Who's your favourite, Ads?
Look, mate, I listen to them all, really.
Good, good. So you should.
Wrong answer. Get off the phone.
We're getting to know people this morning, Adam. Who's your favourite singer? Let's get to know
good
you.
Good question.
Thank you.
Akadaka, really.
Yeah.
Akadaka. I love that.
No wonder you listen to other radio stations.
Yeah. Well, Adam, you've enriched our morning already this morning. Thanks so much for your call.
No worries. Have a good day, eh?
You too.
Always
drive
good on a
safe.
Friday.
Exactly.
Exactly. It was nice to meet you, Adam.
No worries. Have a good one.
You too. All right. Let's move on to Katie from Shep. Katie, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. You need a bit of a pep up for your Friday by talking to a stranger?
Yeah, I do. I've got another day of work to go. I actually have to work on Saturday as well, so I need a really good pep up.
I know. We probably shouldn't keep talking about a Friday on the show and how good it is as much when there's people like you that have to work tomorrow. Today's essentially your Thursday.
Do you get mad when you hear us talking about it on the radio, the fact that we get a weekend off?
Not really, because I love listening to you guys. I love your show. I think it's great. So I cannot be mad.
Well, are we really strangers to you then, if you hear us every day? I know we haven't met, but you know what I mean?
Well, you guys are strangers. Like, you wouldn't know who I am, so good, kind of strangers.
That's true. Do you know what? Talking to you has made me feel happier, so this study is definitely pretty accurate.
All right, well, let's ask a couple of random questions, get to know each other a little bit, Katie. What's your blood type?
Okay. I'm not sure.
Neither am I.
Yeah, neither am I. I should probably find that out.
Yeah.
Cool. What's your favourite food?
I'm going to say, strawberries.
It's a random fruit.
I know. I was under pressure.
Very Goulburn Valley of you.
And
I like
one last question before we go. ASL.
Oh, my God. There's a blast from the past.
ASL. That's if age, sex,
I
location.
Know, I know that.
We know she's in Shepparton.
No.
Oh, Katie, you have made my day. I feel so much happier. I'm ready to jump into
this
Friday.
Feel better.
Yeah, exactly. So nice to meet you. Call us anytime.
I will. Thanks, guys. Love you.
All right. Ebony from One News giving us a call. Ebony, hello. Let's be friends.
How you going, mate?
Good. How's your day gotten off to so far?
I just knocked off work, so bloody beautiful, mate.
Oh. All right, well, let's get to know you a little bit. Let's see if we can be friends and see if Ellie's theory is true. Let's start off with a personal one. What's your middle name, Ebony?
Madison.
Madison.
Ooh, I like that
Ebony
name.
Ebony Madison. Nice. I love that. That sounds like a clothing brand. You know, like I'm wearing the latest from Ebony Madison.
What do you do for work? You're not a fashion designer, are you?
No, I work at a cheese factory.
Close. Oh. Very similar.
Right. Good on you. Okay, cool. How was your night at work?
Oh, my bloody flat out.
Yeah? What time do you, what are your hours like?
Started at 6 last night and knocked off at 6 this morning.
Whoa. See, we complain about getting up at 4 a.m, but big kudos to you, Ebony, because that is a tough gig. How many coffees do you have?
None, just Red Bull, mate.
Oh. How many Red Bulls do you have?
Oh, I'd say 3 easy.
Yeah, how good's a Red Bull? I haven't had one in years, but they are delicious.
It is delicious.
They are pretty good.
Guys, I'm feeling so much happier from this conversation.
Yeah, so am I.
This
how do you feel, Ebony?
Oh, beautiful, mate.
Well, Ebony, you go have sweet dreams. You can dream of us. We're new friends. Thank you for enriching our lives this morning.
Oh, not a problem, mate. Anytime. I'll call you again sometime.
Yeah, please do.
I'm just going to say.
It's worked, hasn't it?
It 100% has worked.
Yeah, it has. Everyone in the Goulburn Valley, make it your mission today to talk to a stranger and you will be happier.
I reckon we should do this segment again next week.
Yeah,
I enjoy getting to know different people.
Same. Oh, love it.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Ladies, listen up.
Oh, God, you've got your sexy voice on.
Yeah, a millionaire matchmaker. She's given 5 tips for women who are trying to bag themselves a rich guy. So if you're after a sugar daddy today, mm-hmm. or if you're after an upgrade, listen up.
I've got my pen, I've got my paper, I'm ready.
Get it out, Ellie. So her name's Anna Bay.
Hey, babe.
She's a YouTuber and she has something called the School of Affluence, which has over 130,000 followers. And guess what else?
What?
She's dating a banker boyfriend, so she knows what she's doing, guys.
Yeah, all right.
Number one, wear red.
I own a red scarf.
You got anything red at all, whether it's a dress? She says it's best to wear it because when men see red, they think about passion, sex and lust.
Oh, I just remembered I wore a red dress to our Deck Them All Christmas party last year.
No wonder everyone wanted you.
Is that why dudes kept chasing me? All these rich dudes kept throwing fitties at me.
When I see red, I don't think those things. I think McDonald's.
Yeah, same. I get hungry.
But that's point number one. Yep. So if you're getting ready for work this morning, ladies, wear red. Number two, a good pair of tailored trousers.
Are we going for a horse riding session? Who has tailored trousers these days?
I don't know why. It might make your bootay a little bit nicer. It might make your legs look nicer if it's a, what do you call it, where it goes out on the sides, a flare?
My $20 cotton on jeans do that just fine. Thank you.
Well, go and get them tailored because she said apparently they go, this is her quote, they go a long way.
Oh, that's God. No proof. All right. Red tailored jeans. Got it.
Number three, a nice fitting top.
Oh, I wear so many baggy clothes.
Because men love to see the bust, but apparently not too much. Not too much. Just a little bit. Show a tiny bit because it lures them in, but not too much. I'm just saying, do you want a sugar daddy or not? Stop giving me that look.
I'm not liking these. Like, when do I get to wear my Kmart sneakers?
Okay, you don't. That's not part of the deal. That's why you're with Gavin, not a millionaire. Dress feminine.
Oh, God, I'm out. I'm out.
That's because you're a tomboy.
I'm not a tomboy.
Well, you prefer to wear a hoodie than to dress feminine. And you want to wear your Kmart sneakers rather than wear a nice pair of Pradas.
I'm girly as, bro.
Yeah, you're not with a millionaire. So keep that pen and paper out because there's one more tip.
Okay.
Wear a pencil skirt.
I've got one of those.
Oh, so explain to me what a pencil skirt is.
It's like a tight-fitting, like longish skirt. Not long, but like mid-length.
She's saying very similar to the tailored trousers. They attract the same reason. The guy likes to see what they've not too much, not too short, not too long.
So basically highlight your assets is what she's saying.
So if you do all five of these things in a classy and not tasteful manner, not tasteless manner, you'll land yourself a boyfriend just like her, a banker boyfriend, banker wanker, just like it sounds like she is as well.
Can I say, this woman sucks. Like, where's my personality in all this? Where's my good gags? Where's my ability to drink a frothy on a Saturday night?
You don't need any of that.
Yes,
if you
I
can
do.
Wear a red dress, Ellie, who cares about your personality? You're looking good in red.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I want to kind of open up the phones this morning because I want opinions of particularly new parents, but really anyone who's had a kid. Because the other day I went and got my whooping cough injection. My arm is still so sore, by the way.
Why'd you get a whooping cough?
Well, my
lot of needles going around for influenza, but yeah, whooping cough.
Yep, no, I had my flu jab a few weeks ago too. I'm really just racking up the immunizations at the moment. One of my best friends has just had a baby and I'm going to visit on the weekend. And they've got a hard and fast rule that no one's allowed to see the baby without having a flu jab. A whooping cough jab.
Why whooping cough? Why not? There's so many other diseases that could get.
Well, I think with whooping cough, firstly, babies can't be immunized within the first 6 weeks.
Yes.
And so, when they hit the 6 weeks mark, it's fine. They can go get it and then you're pretty much fine to visit them. But until then, they don't have the antibodies to protect them. Look at me talking like I know about being a parent.
Science, Ellie.
I know, right? You're probably a parent right now listening and being like, Ellie, you've got it so wrong. So please call me to correct me. I'm open to your corrections. And whooping cough is highly contagious and very dangerous to newborn. Like it can kill your newborn. But the hard and fast rule thing. So I'm visiting this friend this weekend. I have to drive 3.5 hours to go and see the baby. And my boyfriend is coming with me for the drive. And I realized he hasn't had his jab, but I have. So now I'm kind of faced with the, do I just drop him off at the pub and then go by myself?
So she said, blanket rule, jab or don't see baby.
Well, here's the added element is that I haven't told her that I'm coming. I'm going to surprise her. And so I've reached out to her husband or partner and said, can I come? And he said, yeah, you can come, but unfortunately, Gav, your boyfriend can't.
Oh, why don't you just lie and say he's had it?
Well, do you know what? So I actually thought he didn't have it. And then I spoke to him the other day. He's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I have had it. I'll check. But then I think he's had it ages and ages ago, like when he was
me.
A kid.
Yeah,
like
I had mine as a baby as well.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if that counts as having it or not. So there's just this whole grey area and I don't really know what to do. And I just want to get your opinions, Goulburn Valley. Should this be a hard and fast rule? Like I'm not anti-vax by any stretch. Like I'm all for getting vaccinations.
Sound like
I think
are.
No, I think it's important that people get vaccinated when they can. But the whooping cough one, like, do you allow visitors Is it just your partner or your family members who are going to be spending lots of time? Is there a risk?
One of my best mates, Ash, they wouldn't let us near their baby. It was their firstborn unless we were 100%. Not, we didn't have to get injections, but as long as we're 100% healthy, even a slight sign of sickness, don't come over. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Making people get injections to come see a kid, I think that's way too much. Or just wait the 6 weeks. Until it's strong enough and then go visit it then. You obviously don't have whooping cough.
Yeah.
Get over it. I understand their precious cargo, but it's too much. I wouldn't be like putting rules in place for Gav just be like, cool, stuff it. I don't have to see your ugly baby anyway.
Whoa, don't be rude about the baby. Oh, the baby's very cute. I've seen the photos.
I've spoke about it yesterday in the show. All babies are ugly. They turn good, but they start ugly.
13, 12, 16. You and I aren't educated enough to have to form an opinion really on this. So parents, call us. We want your thoughts. Should it be a hard and fast rule? Kat from Kyabram, what do you reckon?
Yes, hard and fast rule on getting the jab.
Yeah?
Really? No matter what. So if you have a friend come over.
If you're going to go see a brand new baby before they're 6 to 8 weeks old, go and get the jab.
Right. But after that.
I've had two friends who have had young babies that have had visitors come over that haven't had it and have wound up sick in hospital and almost died.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Also, don't kiss the baby because we've had friends that have had a bug that's just been passed from their lips to the baby's immune system and it can't handle it. And they've also wound up in hospital. Well, so please take all safeguards.
Just quickly, if the kid is past that period of 6 to 8 weeks, and do you still think that they have to get a needle to see the kid, or is that okay after then?
I would still suggest it, especially right now because it's cold and flu season. I wouldn't take the chance.
Till what age?
First 6 months.
Yeah. Honestly.
Well, okay.
And if you're not willing to get the needle, don't see the kid. Simple as that. Yeah. Isn't that right, Kat?
It really is. Drop the present or whatever it is off at their doorstep and leave.
Yeah, right. Okay. Good to know. Thanks for your call, Kat.
That's okay.
All right, let's move on to Cassie from Cobram. Cassie, what are your thoughts on this?
I honestly think that, Josiah, you need to reevaluate the way your mind works on this. Whooping cough is horrible for babies. Horrible. And until you've seen a baby with it, you don't really understand how bad it is.
Yeah, like I just said with the last caller, though, I understand that first period, but once the kid grows up, surely you can't force people to have the needle.
Yeah, like if the kid's 6 months old, you can't force people at all. But like if you want to see that kid in the first few months of its life, you should definitely be vaccinated. And if you care about the baby enough to see it, you should care enough about being vaccinated for it.
Yeah, right. Okay. What about if you've had the immunisation like 20 years ago?
So with the whooping cough vaccine, you actually have to have a booster every 10 years for it to be valid.
Right. Okay. Good to know. Okay. And very interesting.
Yeah. It actually takes up to 2 weeks for it to get into your system after you have it as well.
Oh, so Ellie.
Oh, God. So if I had it 3 days ago, it's not going to be good for this weekend?
You're not technically good for this weekend,
though. Oh, man.
Ellie, you're not seeing this baby.
I've had a sore arm all week for nothing. all right. Thanks so much for your call this morning, Cass.
That's all right. Anytime.
God, being a parent's tough, isn't it? So many rules.
So you're flying across the country to see this baby this weekend.
Yeah.
You might want to
change. And then driving for 3 hours.
You might want to change your flight, Ellie. You can't see the kid.
Oh, God, stupid whooping cough. Go away. It's not fair.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Now, before we start, just remember, these two get paid to be on the radio. It's Josiah and Ellie's Screw Up Friday.
Everything we do is better, but this segment.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad we just pumped ourselves up because we're about to bring ourselves right back down again with this one. This is the time when we take a look at all of the mistakes we've made throughout the week.
Yeah, we're not great at our jobs.
Well, Josiah, I'll have you know that this week it seems that you are great at your job.
Huh?
Because you barely feature in this.
You're kidding me.
I was putting it together yesterday and I was like, yep, this is me, this is me, this is me, this, yep, it's all me.
Wait, are you saying this week I've been perfect?
Yes. Well, no, because you're never perfect. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Hang on. If I don't feature in Screw Up Fridays, it's a good indication that I'm perfect. Alan, our GM, if you're listening right now on your way into work, I'm coming straight to see you at 9 o'clock for a pay rise.
But do you know what? Also, if it wasn't for me this week, we wouldn't be able to do this segment.
Good point. You're
welcome. Let's get into it. So sorry, Golden Valley, in advance. The best of the worst moments from this week. We talk too much. Oh, do you know what?
You look like you just pulled a hammy.
I know. Morning, Golden Valley. Sorry. Hi, how are you going? Nice to be with you this morning, this Thursday. I got my whooping cough injection yesterday. My whole left arm is so sore. Literally, I just went to like pull down the little thing that makes the music go up and down, this one.
Do you want me to do it today?
And it hurts.
Why don't we have a fun Thursday and switch sides for the day? No. Can't talk, can't press buttons. It'll be funny.
Alpha Buck's back very, very soon.
Very soon. Ellie's list is going nowhere.
Very soon. $1,000 is up for grab.
How's this? Facebook's announced, Ellie, that you can now double tap everything, like statuses, photos, all that sort of stuff. Why I don't like this is, you know when you give like your mum or something an Instagram photo and they zoom in it? Are you yawning at my story again?
Oh, sorry.
Have I got two yawns in 2 days off you?
Yes. Really need to stop doing that. 13, 12, 16, if you know the name of this song.
Hit me.
I'll lick my lips. Pucker up.
Gross.
You and I have discovered something. We're going to give you a bit of a design. Oh, my God. Am I having a stroke right now?
Are you okay? Why don't you just take the next couple of minutes off and let me do this? It's been fun.
God.
It's been really fun, but I think it's time for a lay down.
All right. Okay. Yeah, you go. Up next, people who've seen multiple movies, we're going to want to talk to you. Feels like a post-marathon podcast
Interest super fun.
Intro is the word I'm trying to get out.
What if I want to keep it and make phone calls and send texts to people?
Well, that you get a new, you obviously aren't okay. You're not understanding what I'm saying. Well, that you get a new, you obviously aren't.
And Georgie Carroll, one of the I stuffed up.
Yeah, you did stuff up right at the end there. You snuck a little Josiahism in there.
Nah, I reckon you doctored that because you didn't want me to get a pay rise. That's what that was.
I love how that one where I have a stroke mid-sentence and then I finish it by saying, you're not understanding what I'm saying. Yeah, because I'm not talking.
We should,
not understanding what I'm saying.
We should probably go get our brains scanned. Getting up at this hour, anyone else that does shift work, we're probably guaranteed to get a stroke.
Hey, if you missed any of the Screw Up Fridays episodes, today's or any of the other ones, they are uploaded to our catch up each week. So just search Josiah and Ellie in the podcast app.
This is
Are We Ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, ever sent something to the wrong person?
It's a big fear. And one of the number one things I think every piece of technology needs is an unsend or a get back button.
Yep, definitely. It's happened to me more times than I can count. I'm so bad with it. But it's never been as bad as this woman who's accidentally sent a photo of her butt to her tradie who's fitting new carpets in her house at the moment.
Why would she accidentally do that? And why to him and not whoever it was meant for?
Okay, so she'd started seeing this guy and they were having a bit of flirty banter and she was saying to this guy, oh, I've just been sunbaking all day and I've burnt my butt. Like, it's that bad that my butt's red. And he goes, oh, send me a photo. And she's like, yeah, all right, cool. Takes a little butt pic. It's not too bad. Like, it's not like a super racy one. It's just literally of her burnt butt. And at the same time, she was texting her carpet man pictures of her house to see if he could lay carpet there.
Right.
Right. And so she's clicked like four of the hallway photos of the carpet and then accidentally clicked the fifth as well. And sure enough, it's the butt pic and she sends them through to the carpet man. Anyway, so she's then mortified. She's screenshotted the exchange and it's gone viral online, as these things do. This week alone, I've sent the wrong thing to someone twice.
You're kind of notorious for this. Remember when you, didn't you butt dial our major boss in this company?
Twice.
How do you do that by accident? Like, what is wrong? Are you just always drunk? Are you like, what's the deal?
No, I always have my phone in my hand and I think I just look at it and then don't lock it straight away and then my hands just go crazy.
Yeah, lock is a very important button on the iPhone.
Yeah. Well, that time that I called the boss, I did it twice. One time I somehow went into my emails, into my favorites, and FaceTimed him from my favorites list in my email.
What?
Yes, I know. And this is like the big, big, big boss who was in charge of my career at the time.
It's weird that you were nude at the time as well.
Luckily, fully clothed.
What happened this week?
This week, two things. So I was messaging a friend about our other friend's baby and she said, can you send me a photo? So I did, except the photo I chose was one that I'd made for my other friend.
Oh, of your burnt butt?
No. Which was a collage of my friend pretending to be a baby next to the real baby. And I sent it to this mutual, like, friend that I used to work with who I haven't spoken to forever. And I was like, here's the baby. She's like, who's the other chick? I'm like, whoops. And then yesterday, in fact, I went to comment on LinkedIn because I got a notification to one of my best friends saying it's her work anniversary. And she's like professional mortgage broker. Like LinkedIn is a professional network. And I thought it'd be funny to comment on it saying, congrats on your work anniversary. P.S. You're hot. And then I didn't realize it wasn't a direct message. It was on the like comment
on
news feed on LinkedIn. So all her clients can see me calling her hot and I couldn't figure out how to delete it.
You know how they say think before you speak, but speaking, you don't have as much time to think before you do.
Yes.
When you have a typing or when you're sending something, you have so many opportunities to double check before you hit send.
No, do you
know
what?
Just check, Ellie. Just check before you send or hit send on the button.
No, because I was sitting in the middle of the Maud Street Mall eating my sushi from Nourished. And
by
it was
yourself?
Free by myself.
Lonely.
Yep. I like to go sit on the little park benches in there.
I am so lonely.
It was freezing and I just wanted to get out of there because I was so cold. And so I just did the gag quickly and then got back to my car and realized what I'd done. Anyway, I could go on and on with these stories, but it's your turn, Goulburn Valley. Get involved. 13, 12, 16. Did you accidentally send something that you didn't want to send to the wrong person?
Was it an all-office email that was meant for
yes.
one person?
Oh, reply all. That'll get you in trouble.
Oh, big time. I always double-check that one.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Jerome from TAT. Morning, Jerome.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Good, thanks, bud. Have you accidentally sent something to the wrong person?
Yeah, I won't mention the message in detail, but I was writing a message to my girlfriend that was, you know, had a few things in it.
Oh, God.
And accidentally sent it to her mum.
No, you did not.
This is the type of story I wanted this morning, Jerome.
Did she write back to you?
Yeah, she basically just said, that's interesting. And we've never spoken about it again.
Yeah, it's one of those things you just have to glaze over. You can never bring it up.
Depends on your relationship with the mother-in-law as well, because she'd either take it a good way if you've got a good relationship and maybe you'll even get in, or maybe she laughs at it. Or if you have that awkward relationship where you don't know them that well, then maybe it's not the best. What's your relationship
I'd
like with them?
I've only met her once before.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's not great.
Oh, Jerome, you're a naughty boy. All right. Thanks. Thanks for your call this morning, bud.
No worries, guys.
Makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, slightly.
Especially for this lady. It's like Jackie in the office here. Morning, Jack. Love her. She does a lot around the office. We do a staff member of the month here, and you have to nominate it and send it to our big boss, Alan.
That's
remember,
right.
She sent her nomination all staff.
Yeah.
So everyone knew who she'd voted for.
I wonder who she voted for this month. We've got staff member of the month today.
Obviously me. I've been on fire this last few weeks.
Jackie, reply all us quickly. We want to know.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie. Oh my God. Have you seen this?
Shut up.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Headline of the Week.
Oh, feel free to keep that off while I just go through Headline of the Week.
I'll go for a walk.
Yeah, no, go for it. It is time for us to look at what's made news this week. The weird and wacky stuff, that's what we like to really focus on, and stuff that shouldn't really be news, let's face it. Firstly, did you know, Josiah, April the giraffe is going on birth control after 5 calves?
What?
Is there birth control for giraffes?
Second of all, why would you put one on it? Just let it keep pumping them out. What?
I don't know. 5's a lot.
I don't think...
5 giraffes too.
They're not endangered, don't get me wrong, but there's not millions of giraffes around the world where we're killing them because they're a pest. So why would they want to cut it back and put it on birth control?
Maybe April wants to focus on her career, okay? All these kids are getting in the way.
Well, you know what? I don't agree with this headline, so I'm calling that one a fail.
I do, girl. You do you. You get that rod in you if you need it. As in the birth control one. Oh, God. Oh,
hang on a second. How do you know she's not on the pill?
I don't.
So you're judging this giraffe and you're just assuming it's getting the rod put in the arm?
Well, I feel like taking the pill every day is a lot of work for a giraffe.
It is.
You know? You just put the rod in and you're fine. How about this headline? Burglary suspect turns out to actually be a deer.
Come
it's
on.
Not a great one.
Like, so what, they thought it was a...
Thought it was a robber.
Heard a story this morning with those two girls that are on before us.
Yeah.
She got Sarah, got robbed in the night.
Oh, heavy.
All the alarms went off, front door alarm, called security to come out and the police.
Was it a deer?
It was a gecko. So very similar. She could have written this headline.
She could have. All right, could she have written this one? Please, can we have our whale back? Stately home pleads.
Whales. Sensitive topic on this show. What? I don't understand what's going on with that headline.
It's a whale carcass. It's a skeleton. Someone stole a bone. They want the bone back.
Oh, fair enough as well. If it recreates history.
Finally, are you ready for this?
Yeah, this is the one I'm excited
about. This is
about.
The one we've been waiting for, the kookaburra-related one. Now, this happened over in Western Australia this week. Hornbag kookaburras knock out power in WA after fornicating to death on power lines. Good job, kookaburras.
You can't write that as a headline. That's not journalism.
Yes, it is. So these kookaburras were going at it and so hard that they flew into a power line, exploded, and took the power out to a whole suburb.
How else would you have written that headline? Two kookaburras going for it, turn off an entire city.
While they turn themselves on. Ew!
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk it out, Lex.
This is my favourite opener we've ever got. Welcome, Lexi. Welcome back to the show.
It's Friday. We're here.
We made it. It's at last.
Next time we should all sing along to that together. Everyone in their cars, let's all sing to Lex.
A few BVs backing vocals would be very fresh.
Get a choir in here. Make a real thing about it. Make you famous.
Oh, I'd love that.
We'll make do it Lex for your birthday.
Again. I know. Okay.
It's still a year away.
Well,
but
we can work on it. We've got nearly a year.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we like to get you in every Friday to give us a wrap of what's been happening in the GV because you're out on the road every day. You're going to all the stories. You're up with the times.
Yeah, up with the dudes, I guess. A real contrast week. So, of course, a couple of days ago now, we had the Barnawatha shooting.
Yeah.
Which is still incredible and still developing as we speak. Mm-hmm. Latest is that the brother's father was actually a criminal himself and actually died in a siege in South Australia at a brothel. So
It's not the way you want to go.
No, absolutely not. But
maybe it is. can I ask, are they seem like I'll just say it's a statement, guys. They seem like a nice family.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Statement to the core. But what the, I think Ross Gunther, who obviously with Victoria Police, has said that the boys had an intense hatred of police. So, I mean, it's still, as I said, developing, yet to be charged because they're still in hospital, so they haven't been questioned by police yet, but definitely one to watch.
Lock them up, keep them there, get rid of them.
See it.
Well, we don't know the circumstances yet, Josiah. Let's not pass judgment. Okay?
Don't care.
In a bit of bright news,
yeah, let's
though,
do the happy stuff.
Now, work's begun on the new radiation centre in Shepparton, which is huge news for so many people in Shepparton, I can imagine. And, you know, this will mean that a lot of patients don't need to travel, you know, far and wide to get treatment. They have world-class treatment centre being built here now, and it's expected to be open by Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Which is
that
incredible.
Quick.
So
good news.
Fabulous news.
Hopefully saves a lot of lives and makes, you know, the lives for a lot of families a lot easier as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also gives the area a bit of a jobs boost too, obviously, with the build and then maybe for practitioners and, you know, other staff at the centre.
Yeah. And that's being built in town, right? In Shepparton.
Pariah Street.
Right,
yeah.
You got it.
Good to know. Good to hear.
Hey, you travelled, there was a story I saw the other day, you had to travel about 2 hours, about an hour past Echuca there. What was
I
that
did.
Story?
It was a shooting before the Barnawatha shooting.
That's what I
so
thought.
The day before in a tiny little, you wouldn't even call it a town, but I guess it is, Mincha.
Mincha. Yeah, I Googled to see where it was after I saw your story.
Yeah, so near Pyramid Hill, very quiet town. But basically what happened was, what's believed is that the dad shot at a couple of people who were believed to have been robbing his house, and then the lady's still in hospital.
Oh, God. That's a crazy story.
Put away your guns, guys.
No. Yeah.
It's not America.
Yeah, we're in Australia. Come on. Finally, Lexi, Instagram's down. You okay about that?
You know, I've had to revert to Twitter, which is...
Do you have Instagram?
I do.
I don't follow you. Sorry.
Lexi La.
Lexi. Oh,
just give yourself a plug on the radio.
Well, actually, I can't follow you because Instagram's down. Sorry.
I know, Soz.
Yes, there's
sorry,
no excuse.
Not sorry.
All right. Well, Lexi, thanks again for coming in this morning.
Thank you, legends.
You can catch Lexi on Channel 9 News Border North East tonight from 6 p.m. She's the cute little blonde one. Check her out.
Nice. The Russian bombshell.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Right now, though, a sugar daddy of another kind.
This is sports. It's Josiah and Ellie's Sport Talk.
Nathan Curry from Channel 9 News. I don't know why I just called you a sugar daddy. I'm so sorry.
I can confirm there is no money in news these days.
I feel you, but I feel like in media in general, we're all on a pittance.
We do it for love, right, guys?
Yeah, exactly.
I still want you anyway, Nath.
Thanks.
Yeah, you can just be the daddy without the sugar.
Yeah.
Call me daddy, Nath.
Oh, God, this has gotten off to a weird start. Let's talk sport. That's what we've got you on for. First things first, how about those Matildas?
Oh, they are alive, which is what we want to see. Too good for Brazil, which is great. Because, yeah, didn't have the greatest start to the World Cup. So good to see they're back on track, 3-2 as well, which is good.
Sam Kerr, she's a freak.
Sorry, Josiah, I was interrupting you. How rude.
Sorry, Daddy. I was just saying, Sam Kerr, she's a freak.
Yeah, she is. I think when I was based over in Perth, every press conference I went to, everyone was asking me, when are you going to come play AFLW? But I think she's well and truly just embedded in that Matilda side. I think we'd be lost without her.
So, yeah, well, her brother played for the West Coast Eagles, Daniel Kerr, and he used to be my favourite player of all time.
Oh, Daddy.
Fun fact.
I think it runs in the family. Yeah. They've definitely got Jamaica Wednesday morning. So, yeah, I think plenty of confidence in the group now, which is good to see.
Big time. Hey, in AFL, obviously the Crows beat the Tigers by 33 points last night. Tonight, you're heading to Marvel Stadium to watch your boys, the Hawthorn Hawks, take on the Bombers?
Well, I'll be actually right across the road at work at Nine Headquarters, but then I'm heading up to Hugh to the border this weekend, so I'll have to chuck on the radio and catch my horses.
Wow.
So,
Ali,
don't get stuck into me. You've been dogging the Eagles for your demons
you know
all
what?
Year.
So. I'm not calling you Daddy anymore. If you're visiting Albury and
exactly.
not Shepparton, wow.
I don't care that you're not going to the Hawks. I care that you're just bypassing us and going straight to the border.
I'm going to go find my own daddy, someone else.
Yes.
Now.
Local daddy.
You know, yeah. I love you guys.
hey, quickly, let's talk about Josh Jenkins last night. How unlucky to go down in the last 20 seconds of the game.
Oh, exactly. I think he's been out for almost 2 months because of form, and they gave him another crack in the side and kicked 4 goals and was one of their best. And then he's tried to do some, I don't know, maybe you've just seen Eddie Betts kick his goal because he tried to do some sort of flying kick. And it looks like he's hyperextended his knee. He doesn't think it's an ACL, but he's going to have some scans today, and I think he's going to be out for a while.
Oof.
Yeah, poor guy. That sucks. And finally, yeah, Richmond. Gross. Like, what's going on, dudes?
I think you've summed it up in one word, Ali. Gross. But look, they did play pretty well for a side that's pretty injury depleted at the moment. I thought they were going to sneak home for a while there, but yeah, it wasn't to be.
Just in terms of tips quickly, I'm stuck with this one this week. The Gold Coast Suns versus St Kilda Saints. Two absolutely down and out teams, but you know what? It might be a cracking game.
It might be up in Townsville.
Oh, is it in Townsville?
The big Townsville clash or whatever you want to call it. But I think the Saints, I think they're just a little bit better than the Suns, but maybe the Suns are used to that sort of weather. I don't know. But yeah, so.
Yeah, it's been like 27.
It's probably the toughest game to pick all
around. I know.
All righty. Well, Nath Curry, as always, thank you for your words of wisdom on the AFL. You can catch Nath Channel 9 News, Border Northeast, tonight from 6 p.m. Thanks for joining us, bud.
Pleasure, guys. I'll chat to you next week.
See you, Daddy.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.